Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house. Thank you, folks. Thank you. You know, often as adults, you kind of forget about simple pleasures in life. Mm-hmm. Some of those should just be snacks the kids eat, but also adults find really good. I would say just a simple thing is, when's the last time you just, warm summer day, you just sat down with a soft serve cone?
It's been a minute.
Yeah.
They're hard to find. I mean,
McDonald's has they're a little harder out here, but I'm just, or even just an ice cream cone. Like, you kind of forget, like, hey, the kids aren't wrong. This is exciting.
The problem is, last time I did it, last year in Delaware, but it was still the kid's idea.
Yeah.
Right? So I rolled in there, and I'm like, yeah, I'll get you whatever. Then I'm like, I'm going to go ahead and get one. But to your point, sat on a bench outside, and I'm like, this is freaking delicious.
Coors Brothers? Coors Bros?
Yes.
Yeah. They are great.
You know exactly where I went, yes.
Get the orange and vanilla one.
Oh, yeah?
Trust me.
I'm going again.
All right, so this is a list of just, again, kids' snacks that parents, as they say, find ridiculously awesome.
Okay.
Now, the first one on the list, I don't think we should qualify this as a kid's snack. To me, this is a snack for all. Bugles.
Bugles.
I've never been a big fan of Bugles.
What?
But even as a kid, I was, other than putting them on my fingers and doing all that stuff, I just never really liked the taste.
Well, their game has changed. Now they've got about four or five different flavors. They've got buffalo, they've got ranch, caramel. Yeah, they've got ranch.
With Hidden Valley Ranch.
Yep. Okay, right. That's the one.
So they're kind of now in the Doritos world as far as trying new flavors.
And a lot of them are really good. I think they have a sweet one, too.
I do, the caramel one. It's awesome. It is awesome.
I might
give
that one a try.
Have you seen El Paso? They now make a bag of chips.
No.
But they have a churro one that's kind of like the cinnamon twist from Taco Bell.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds delicious.
Let's see. Miles, if you were a kid at the beach and you got an FBI shirt, what did it stand for?
Female booty inspector or female body inspector, depending on the shirt.
So next on the list of snacks the kids like that so do adults, Pirate's Booty.
Yep, Pirate's Booty.
Do they really like that? Does anyone really like that stuff?
My kids
I love
it.
Yeah,
do they?
Good.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. I feel like I'm eating cardboard or styrofoam.
That's Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I love Pirate's Booty.
Okay.
You get the extra cheesy.
Subtle flavor.
Yeah, live a little.
All right. I'll give him another shot.
Great while gaming, Miles. You go gardening a little bit, and then you'll
plus, Miles, you're all about watching calories generally and stuff. You don't have a bad diet. Like, Pirate's Booty is actually pretty low in calories. Like,
okay.
You can eat some of that and not
feel
bad.
Yeah. Sold.
Yo Crunch.
Yo Crunch?
Is that the yogurt-covered stuff or something?
Yes, and it's got the crushed-up Oreos up top.
Well, then, yeah.
No. I don't think I've had that.
You open the little crushed-up Oreos, and you dump them in the yogurt.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I didn't realize what it was called, but
yogurt
yes.
is one of those weird things, too, where, like, if you're eating plain Greek yogurt,
it's just,
healthy.
Right, but no fun.
Well, put the Oreos on top, and now.
Right,
boom.
And a lot of the other yogurts have so many sweeteners in them, they taste a lot better.
They do.
But not nearly as healthy.
No, they are not. And I don't care.
Well, eventually you get old enough, you just eat Greek yogurt with honey.
It's not bad, but you wish it was more.
It's not good. I mean, it's not.
Throw some blueberries in there.
I have. Yeah. It's just, it's fine.
Right. It's fine. It's fine.
I'd rather eat something else sweet, but, you know, it gets you by.
Okay.
Jesus. Again, this one, I'm not positive how this got to be a kid's snack. Snyder's of Hanover, the honey mustard pretzel bites.
Those are not for children.
I agree. To me, that's a higher
quality.
Those
are for addicts.
Those are the ones where, like, my kid can have a few, but I am eating these.
That mustard, dry mustard.
Dude, mustard. So good. I know. Yeah.
Shoot. They put Little Debbie's Cosmic Brownies on the list.
They're okay. They're a little too sweet for me now.
You'd recognize them.
They were a little bit overrated for me. Like, they were still good, but I feel like they were one of those things that people really overhyped. They were fine. They were great great to put in the lunch. I prefer the oatmeal cream pies.
I'll tell you what. If you're going to eat brownies, it's really easy just to make a pan of them and have them warm.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't take much. You just stir the crap up in a bowl, throw it in the pan, throw it in the oven. 25 minutes later, you got brownies.
Brownies are the easiest. I think sometimes, like, it's rare that I'll get a Little Debbie treat, but it's specific, like, I want a Little Debbie treat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Zebra cakes.
Zebra, hang tight.
Yeah.
Goldfish, they go, the pizzas. Pizza-flavored goldfish.
They are good. They are.
I feel like that's the pizza-flavored stuff, like the Pringles and all that, like, I got more of that as a kid than I do as an adult, but I loved the pizza-flavored stuff when I was a kid.
Pizza-flavored goldfish, like, I don't have them all the time, but I had them a few months ago. I was like, all right, I still like them.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for the like the cheddar blast Goldfish. Yes. They're really
extra toasty.
You and the extra toasty. You
yes,
like
sir.
Your Cheez-Its extra toasty too.
Yes, sir, I do.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of stuff going on. Again, we're talking about kids' snacks that adults like as well. Thrill brought this up earlier. I would say also made famous by Billy Madison, the snack pack.
They're great, man.
That's the little chocolate pudding in there. Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with
pudding. Also get them sugar and fat-free and all that.
They do. The sugar-free one's a little...
But they have it.
They do. I know.
It's like, I know Diet Coke.
There's still two. But I'll drink a Diet Coke. I like a Dr. Pepper Zero. I bought four of those zero sugar pudding ones. Yeah, there's still two in my fridge.
Did the vanillas freak anyone else out when they were a kid?
As a kid, yeah.
But now I think they're tremendous.
Right. When I was a kid, like pudding was always chocolate. And then they bring out the vanilla one. Like, what in the hell is this?
Oh, I'm a sucker for swirl.
Oh, okay.
So if you go, hey, we got a swirl here, I'd be like, I'm in. Yep. Right? Like throw we're talking started this talking about like soft serve ice cream in a cone.
Yeah.
Give me that swirl. Right? I need two flavored swirl together, man.
Damn right.
They say just Kraft American cheese singles.
No.
Now you don't see a ton of kids just walking around eating a Kraft single.
No.
But I do think if you ask kids if they want turkey and cheese or ham and cheese, they're almost always going to go America cheese.
Oh, yep. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, they think outside of that box.
I'm just thinking, if I'm in school and I see a kid just walking around just soloing singles, I'm avoiding them.
Yeah. Again, I say America cheese, for me, breakfast sandwiches and smash burgers.
Okay. It's fine there. It's taste on its own. It just tastes like vegetable oil to me. So I don't.
Basically, is.
I know, but I can taste it. So I'm like, yeah.
Yoplait used to have the Go-Gurts.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of miss that one.
I never really took advantage of it. My kids were on that for a hot minute, maybe 2 years. It's just easy because the friends come over, you hand them out, and it's like handing out crack outside of the drug clinic.
Kind of like a human churro.
Yeah.
Again, kicks for Kids Day, so we're running down a list of kids' snacks that adults love, too. Ritz Bits. Those are the little sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those are not bad, man. Yeah.
I preferred the peanut butter over the cheese, man. The cheese was never really my style.
Yeah. Again, though, this is one of those ones. I know they serve them single servings, but, like, I don't know, that seems like that's appealing to a lot of people.
It is.
I guess
basic.
You're right. But, like, those little orange ones, I did start eating those as a child,
mm-hmm.
And now we'll eat them as
it's like
adult.
Mini nabs.
What are nabs?
The six-pack crackers.
Oh, so yeah, crackers
With, you know, the peanut butter, the cheese.
Yeah.
Some people call them nips. Nips well, and nabs, believe it or not, depending on the area of the country you're in.
Yeah. Well, it's like taking a nip of whiskey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I take a nab.
Nab.
I want a nab of whiskey.
I will say.
A double nab.
Because no one knows how much that is. Except, no, I need more. I said
did
a nab.
You have a shot? No, I had two nabs.
I had two nabs. Relax.
I mean, there was never any violence, but as a child, I feel like in the lunchroom, when you got those, you know, it's like, well, I've got the peanut butter little ones. Somebody else is like, I got the cheese ones. It's like,
you gotta switch up.
All right, it's like SIGs in prison.
Yeah,
so it's like, I'll trade you two for this, or, you know, let me get some of those. Teddy Grahams makes the list.
Oh, hell
oh,
yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
All day, baby.
Yeah,
they're so basic, but they're just good.
Yeah. I just got called Teddy Grahams so much, I developed a hatred for them. I should retry them.
That's not a bad call.
But as a child, Teddy Grahams, as they were introduced, and that damn Teddy Ruxpin were the bane of my existence.
Just a negative association. Now, give them another shot, man. You'll eat an entire box and feel kind of bad about yourself, but they're great.
Mother Circus Animal Cookies. These are the ones that kind of
are
pink and white.
Animal cookies are great.
Right.
Yeah.
It's right.
Yeah.
They're good. And again, we haven't bought them since the kids were super little, but... My wife and I both had the same experience. You know, we buy them. Kids are excited because they're animal shapes. And you kind of grab one.
Yeah.
Then I realize I've eaten like 15 and the kids are looking at me with their eyes getting watery. Because here's one thing. Adults versus kids, right? Kids eat animal crackers like one at a time and they're going to bite off the head. You take a palmful and shove like 12 in there. And also, they realize how many you've eaten. Sorry, man, you snooze, you lose, bro.
As a kid, some of the most unique packaging.
Always.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So, like, nothing else was... You saw that box, you knew
the
exactly
animal crackers. Yeah. Well, these ones, I think, are better, too, is they have a little frosted sprinkles on them.
Exactly. I don't know if they still do, but a while back, Dairy Queen had a Blizzard that was Circus Animal Cookie.
Oh, really?
Oh, dude, it was great.
Want blended animals?
Hell yeah.
Basically, the queen of this list, Little Debbie shows back up with oatmeal cream pie.
Let's
of course.
Go, baby. You ever had the double-decker?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah!
If I eat a Little Debbie, it's a double decker. About every 3 months, I there's a spot I know that sells it.
Yeah.
All right, this one again. Your children could eat them, but these are for adults. That's how good they are. The Oreo Cakester. Has your daughter had these yet?
I think we got them for maybe 2 years ago. She just wants her Oreos.
All right. I'm not a huge Oreo guy, but I love Cakesters.
Those Cakesters are the truth, man. They were great.
Yeah, exactly. God, they're good. Fruit by the foot.
Yeah, oh, hell yeah. All day. Foot. What?
What's that? I've never liked
it. Is that a banana?
No, man. It's a good thing. It's a you know, little fruit.
Fruit jerky.
Yeah.
Look, everyone in my family loves them except me. So right. I got buy them. Trust me, I'll eat
Rice Krispie Treats also made the list. Yes. Original Fruit Roll-Ups made the list.
Nice.
Little Debbie Zebra Cakes.
Damn straight. I got way fat on those.
You guys are sugar
things,
addicts, man.
Well, yeah, we were fat little kids.
Yeah, I got crazy fat on Zebra Cakes, dude.
Scooby-Doo fruit-flavored snacks. Eh. I like the Mott's ones. And then they end with Gushers.
Jeez, it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The fruits, the Welch's ones, the Mott's ones.
Welch's was where it's at. Yeah.
Welch, yeah, those fruit snacks are shockingly good.
I got screwed over. We were banned for sugar when I was growing up.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you were healthier.
No, well, I mean,
they're fat kids.
We didn't need sugar stuff. Thank you, Head Chef. Let's see here. Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with the shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.